Hi, my name's Gareth Bird and I'm the author of Rouse the Crowd. It's one thing to win a gig, to be able to get gigs, but what do you actually do about the crowd, about making sure that you go down well every time you play? If you're gigging regularly, then actually you should give yourself a pat on the back, because there's hundreds of thousands of bands and solo artists who never know even that level of success. And a lot of them who try to start bands or acts have little or no success with gigs. And a lot of those who do play live eventually actually give up through audience indifference. And overcoming this audience indifference, or lack of interest, if you like, is exactly what Rouse the Crowd is all about. I mean, you may be one of the millions of people who learnt their instrument to some degree and never actually go out of the house with it. Maybe you're fearful of playing in front of other people, for example. And if that's you, then Rouse the Crowd will show you how you can join the ranks of successful musical performers. Whatever your gigging situation at the moment, you'll discover how to turn every performance in a bar, a club, or a private party, or wherever you're playing, from another, or yet another instantly forgettable couple of hours, into something that fixes itself in people's minds for a long time afterwards. And it actually enables you to get people who see you live working on your behalf, talking about your gigs for days afterwards to anybody who'll listen. And that's the secret to the difference between playing gigs and putting on a show, and the kind of show that builds a fan base, gets you more and more repeat work, and obviously attracts, if it's what you want to do, attracts management or the labels. Because as I say, you know, winning the gig is one thing, but you've got to be able to play it.